the Happy Half Hour with me and J.R. Jackson.
It's been a year since we've been on the show together, and a lot has changed. Definitely not his love for tequila and grapefruit juice, but we work on TYT's main show together now, and we've become a lot closer spiritually, leveling up the sweetness of our relationship. And so, correspondingly, we're gonna level up the sweetness of the drink. Last time we drank plain old Palomas, but now we're gonna drink honey Palomas. What's the difference? Honey, I guess. I don't know. We'll talk about it right now on the Happy Half Hour. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour. Should probably have said we would be wearing costumes in the intro.
I mean, it kind of dates the episode of exactly when we're doing this.
Yeah, because today's Halloween, but we shoot it on Thursday, and it airs Friday.
But you know, it's fine that it's shot on Thursday because, well, I'll do this in a second. Because I feel like Thursday is a more of a happy hour day than a Friday is. Friday is just a go out and get drunk day.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. Thursday's like, crap, it's only Thursday. I still need a drink, though. I like that. Let's cheers.
Let's lead into a Friday.
Honey Palomas.
Honey Palomas.
I don't know.
Only things, I don't remember what the regular Palomas tasted like.
It's been well, it tastes like this can thing. Open
oh,
that,
this
too.
Supposed to be
why
that
not?
This is, we're doubling up.
This tastes like a Paloma. That's just pretty watered down.
Fun fact.
Ah.
Oh, man. Woo.
That's grapefruit.
I'm going to learn how to make these my own. Fun fact, I'm going trick-or-treating with my child and wife after this with another group of friends. And what I didn't know as a kid, which maybe it didn't happen, or maybe because my parents are too straight edge, parents get fucked up. Wait, yeah. Can I say that?
You can.
Parents absolutely get fucked up when they're trick-or-treating with their kids. I didn't know that was a thing.
So that was a question. I actually wrote it down. I prepared, believe it or
oh,
not.
Oh, Jesus.
And the question, that's the question. What percentage of parents would blow above the legal limit on Thanksgiving or whatever, Halloween?
But this is what happens. Once if you're an adult and you're just in a relationship, you have nice, cute paired outfits and you go to Halloween parties
100%.
And one person's a treat of as a hugger and you walk around and do it the whole time and everyone guesses your outfit and it's nice, fun, adult, single adult, married life. Mm-hmm. I like to have two levels of marriage. It's single adult, single marriage, and then kids marriage.
Right. Those are wildly different, right?
Absolutely different. So they do that, but then adults with kids are like, I can't just drop my kid off and go out on Halloween because they're gonna be like, Mom, you're a bad mother. So you take them to their thing, but still get drunk with other parents. It's a nice compromise.
So are you hiding alcohol as you walk out around the neighborhood? Is that happening, or do you drink before?
Find someone with a good, nice, open setup. Mm-hmm. First stop, everyone collects. You take some pre-drinks, have a pre-party, let the kids run around and play the PlayStation. And then they have no idea what these parents are drinking over in the kitchen. And then you head out together with a road coke.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I knew it was so official. We were like halfway through the night. This is 3 years ago. And then a few of the houses had parents out front. They're like outside giving out because it's L.A. and you can sit outside during trick-or-treating time.
Right, because it's October, and but it feels not like October.
They hand out candy to the kids and they say to the parents, and parents, we have a keg right here. So everyone has their road coke and they know what the parents are drinking and that they're drinking. They're like, hey, parents, if you want to refill here, this is your treat. And we're like...
That's what I always hoped would happen with parenthood.
I was amazed.
Is it? I was like at the listen to somebody say, "Oh my gosh, when I'm traveling with a kid." I mean, it might have been Amy, one of the guests on the show. She was like, "When I traveled with my kid, it was great because all the other parents are like, I get it."
Mm-hmm.
But like Halloween with the kids, all the other parents are like, "We're getting drunk because we just can."
You can. The kids are going to take care of themselves. They play together, they're trick-or-treating. They don't care what the parents are doing. Then we get home, they're going to eat candy. They don't care that you're drunk.
When you were a kid, were you into Halloween?
Yeah.
And so have you maintained that into Halloween-ness your whole life?
Yeah, enough. It's different reasons. Sorry, my pedals are failing me. Yeah, I mean, it's a different feel, but it's still enjoyable. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's changed for you.
For me, I was kind of into Halloween, and it was fun. I mean, candy's great.
Mm-hmm.
The fun size minis, these are the only way to go. And I would like, I like had a very strong opinion about, like, this is what you should give out.
Uh-huh.
But then it kind of went away. Like, previous costumes I've had have been, like, I was a used tampon once.
because I just had a red curtain and a string. I was a DNA strand once. I had two pool noodles and two hula hoops, and I just kind of put them together.
I was wondering if there's some kind of bad like DNA strand you possibly were, since it started with the used tampon.
Yeah, it was just, it's just random stuff. It wasn't ever, it might have been some references to movies. Like I had a Don't Hassle Me, I'm Local shirt from What About Bob. Speaking of kind of obscure references, though, can you tell people who haven't noticed what your costume is?
Oh, I'm wearing a costume. So Will Smith as the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The episode, I actually looked up the name of the episode so I can start telling people, but now I've forgotten it because I'm that prepared. Mm-hmm. but he was failing a music class and he had to take a class with 12-year-olds in order to pass, and it's the only one available. And at the end, he had to do a recital where they sing You Are My Sunshine, and this was the outfit that Will Smith wore. There it is.
For those not familiar, this is amazingly accurate, what you've been able to create.
I mean, this is the small details that I enjoy. The fact that the loops come out perfectly like that is, look, it's even uneven like his work.
You're fantastic. That is photorealistic. I mean, I guess that you're both people, so there it is. Fun fact, a kid in my elementary school was in this episode, Brian Levinson.
He was the kid from the episode.
He did the James Brown thing.
Yeah, it was like, what was in the show? He was
featured kid.
He said
his
name.
It was Brian. I think I vaguely remember him getting to be his own name. It was Brian. And then Max's dad is Gary Miller, who was the showrunner. So it was like kind of an inside job.
The line was, hey, Brian, can I get a little James Brown?
Yep.
I said, Brian.
I
get a little James Brown?
Painfully jealous of Brian Levinson. Good God, it sucked.
I wonder what he's doing right now.
I don't know. I could reach out. Brian, if you're watching, let us know. Anyways, we have a lot more to get to on the show. We'll be back still in costume on the Happy Half Hour. And now I want to take a moment with JR to thank the person who provided the alcohol for this show, TYT Sports' very own Rick Strom. And then we're going to kind of talk about him behind his back. This will be fun. There's a funny story about how we came by this alcohol today. Rick Strom, who you know.
I've heard of him.
Many years doing TYT. Yeah, get in there.
Should we find out what happens?
Well, honey. Rick said, hey, do you want some booze?
Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Do you want some booze? I have some extra booze. I'm like, of course, I'll take it. He's like, you will do it for the thing. And then he brought me this bag.
In this bag?
In this bag was this alcohol, this alcohol, and then two vases. Why the hell two vases? I'm wondering. And then I get this text. Do you need lamps for nightstands by chance?
No, you don't know the extent of this. I didn't know he did this to you too.
Did you get Wait a minute, no. Tell me. Why do I have two vases from Rick's apartment? And what did he ask you if you wanted?
He's giving you alcohol with the ploy of throwing in some extra things that he doesn't want.
That he doesn't want.
He's offered me, first of all, one thing, he doesn't offer to give things to me, he offers to sell things to me.
Oh, 100%. And I know to say no, that I literally said to him, I'm not paying you for this stuff. I bought him an ottoman when an intern broke it.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
So he was doing, okay.
He owes me this money, I'll get it back to replace it. I did not get reimbursed. But that's fine. He was in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
But I've slowly been working it back to normal.
step by step. Get
so
that shit back.
So what did he offer to sell you?
It's been three things. He's offered to sell me his now fiance's, but at the time his girlfriend's beach cruiser.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Rick, I got two bikes. But it's a women's beach cruiser. My wife didn't have one. We can all get together and ride.
Yep.
So I bought that off of him, right? By the way, it doesn't start with saying you want to buy it. It says, do you want it?
Do you want it?
Then I go, oh, yeah, sure. And he goes, that'll be $70.
That's why you got to get out in front of it.
I didn't realize it. That was the first thing. So since I've been offered a projector, a movie projector, like a projector.
Interesting that you got offered a movie projector. We're going to go to the third graphic. Yo, do you want a projector for the house? I reply, I mean, if you're getting rid of it. He's like, I'm getting rid of it, cuz. And then he says, I don't know if he says his fiance's name on television. Doesn't want it, unused, 4K, says how much he bought it for. Mm-hmm. And you didn't want it, and I said I'm not gonna pay for it, so let's advance to the next graphic. JR, you just didn't play hard enough.
I got it!
Oh! However, I said to him...
That's what you're projecting?
I had two going at the same time, it's a dream of mine. Two huge sports events.
But that's not clear that the projector was given
it? The projector was on the bottom. It's 4K, you can borrow it anytime you want.
Damn, that's nice.
As it said, I said, I can also just keep it till you want it back. And then he says, nope, she wants it out. So it's because she doesn't like any of his stuff.
Wow, this is the plot is thickening.
The plot is, so that's what it is.
Anyone who follows me also close enough on social media will also realize I had hot takes on Kit Kats versus Three Musketeers and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I also went on about crunchy peanut butter because there was some in the kitchen one day.
How do you feel about crunchy peanut
butter? I think crunchy peanut butter is supremely underrated.
It is good.
I said that and then everything went crazy on Twitter and Instagram, wherever I put it. And later, Ricky goes, oh, yeah, totally. That's there because, again, like I say, her name, my fiance hates it. So we got it out. It was unopened. I thought someone had brought it in for the office. I was like, so you bought crunchy peanut butter. It was in the house, unopened. The seal was still on it. And she's like, get that out of my house.
I love their relationship more than anything. Because when he offered me some bedside lamps, I was like, no, I don't need them. Because my wife replaced my bedside lamps when we moved in together. Does your wife like get rid of stuff that
She tells me to, because she won't actually get rid of it, because a lot of times she can't lift those big things that I have or that I've had for a while, or she's tossed some things out that are super small and light and thinking I wouldn't notice. She never didn't tell me. If she's like, here, get this out of here, it's gonna turn into, I'll go, okay, and sit in another corner.
Did you bring up that you noticed, or does she still not know that you noticed stuff's missing?
Oh, the one thing I did notice, it was a hair and bone chain. Because I was trying to bring back the 90s. I was like, how come I gotta wait for the Kardashians or Kanye or somebody to bring back some style? We used to wear hair and bones in 1994.
Wait, what are those? The little...
The flat, thick gold chains.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking
You'd wear them
about.
Under maybe a good turtleneck or something. Even though I don't wear turtlenecks, but just where they can lay well.
Flat, yeah, and they're like, I don't know.
You can probably see Wesley Snipes wearing it in any movie he's in.
That's under a turtleneck. Over a turtleneck. Here. Yeah, for sure. The girls wore chokers for a bunch of years, and we didn't get anything.
She threw out my hair and bone, man.
I can't wear my hammer loop carpenter jeans.
Did you ever put a hammer in those?
Never put a hammer in them. I didn't realize. I thought they were just called hammer loops. All right, I want to go on to another segment. This is called Too Bad to Be True.
That was better than I thought it was. That was more revealing than I thought it was.
Too Bad to Be True? All right, so I'm going to read you a headline. And you tell me if it's so bad that it's true or it's too bad to be true. Like, this is too stupid a headline to be true. So I'm going to read it.
So bad that it's true.
You guess, and then if it's true, we'll put it up on the screen afterwards.
I'm sorry, parameters. So bad that it's true or
tell so... Tell me if this is a real headline or a fake headline.
Okay, for sure.
All right, so here it is. A tiger poacher who ate tiger penises was arrested. Is that true or false?
That's true, because he got arrested for poaching, not the penis eating.
It's false. It's a tiger poacher who ate sloth bear penises was arrested. So authorities were first alerted when they found sloth bear carcasses without genitals in a national park. The nomadic Party Bahelia tribe he is part of believes the animal's penis is an aphrodisiac. So incidentally, this guy's going out and poaching tiger penises.
He's poaching tigers.
But he's eating.
But he's eating and also, I didn't know that sloths were called sloth bears at times.
It's sloth bears. It looks like a bear.
Yeah, it does. It's like a koala almost.
All right, next up, dominatrixes as life coaches. Is that a thing? Is that real? Or are people not hiring dominatrixes as life coaches?
Dominatrixes as life coaches.
Dominatrixes?
No, yeah, yes. No, that's true. Yes, no. Can I give an explanation?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so, they're... Some people, maybe women, maybe men, are also taking the life coaching lessons from these dominatrix, but they're doing it so you can give someone some confidence. They're whooping people's asses. They're like, I want to be a badass too.
All right, let's see if JR is right. Why I ditched my therapist to hire a dominatrix instead. Yes, indeed. The quote from Princess Marks, who is a dominatrix and a life coach, says, many doms offer some version of this service. Men, women, and everyone in between tend to come to me for one of two reasons. To gain new skills for BDSM play inside and outside the bedroom, or dungeon, obvi. Or to improve confidence in any non-kinky aspect of life. To learn how to, quote, make life their bitch, as I like to say. That's exactly what you said.
I'm proud of my answer, but I'm also a little bit embarrassed that I somehow knew that.
No, don't be embarrassed.
Promise I'm not getting life lessons from the dominatrix.
It's okay if you are. Yes, okay, so we like that one. May I have another? This next one is, I even forgot, I gotta change the page. Man tried to have sex with a pile of leaves in a hotel car park. A man tried to have sex with a pile of leaves in a
Can't
hotel
be, because car. I'm trying to picture that, and it seems impossible. So he couldn't have been trying to.
Well, I'm sorry. Michael Gorolski was seen, quote, thrusting with his trousers around his ankles in full view of families eating at Beefeater Pub in Stockport.
Beefeater.
The 26-year-old pulled up his underwear before running away and hiding in bushes after he was confronted by hotel staff.
Hiding in bushes.
They think he was on. He was trying to hide it in the bushes, if you know what I mean. Well, you one out of three, yeah. Still good.
But you know what? The accuracy in which I had that one win, I think, should be celebrated.
Right, and it just means you have more faith in humanity than humanity deserves.
How do you fuck a pile of leaves? How does that work?
I don't know. I don't think it does work. But if you can make it work, that's the key to most relationships.
There's absolutely no cushion for that pushing.
We'll be back right after. And now, a Halloween candy do and don't. Do, be a person. Place the candy in the festive bucket or sack. Don't, be like the president and place it on the child's head in his Despicable Me costume so he has no way of reaching it, and then laugh with glee as the child whose day you ruined looks around for it, never to pinpoint its final location. That's not giving out candy. That's how you radicalize a terrorist. This has been a Halloween candy do and don't. I saw someone tweet about that, like, this is a man who doesn't talk to a child until it turns 18.
Absolutely.
There's other stuff that the president has done with regards to Halloween. For example, Amanda Turkel reported on a pool report from Air Force One. They had a holiday-themed dinner. And what the hell is that? That is an uncooked stuffed pepper. That's a crunchy Halloween pepper. Form over function, I say. You saw this. What did you think of it?
There's so many things to analyze in this picture, and it's only two plates. So the greens are the most normal thing there. You have wrinkly tomatoes. I'm not sure if they're partially roasted. Tomatoes get wrinkly when they roast.
Yes, that's true.
That's possible. Of course, we have the orange jack-o'-lantern-faced pepper, and we don't know whatever kind of meat. Maybe it's a meat underneath it. Who knows? There's a white film on the top of that where the top has been taken off. Because maybe you'll eat that top head thing and the green stem? Probably not, but it's there anyway. And, of course, the jack-o'-lantern face just to make you happy because this is a child's meal.
Yep. And then someone pointed out
the best thing.
What? The other plate?
Let's go. I posted this and I
What is this?
I asked, what the fuck is that? And I've never had so many Twitter responses from people saying it was guesses, there was definitive nature, there was, I'm a baker, I know.
What did the baker say?
The baker said, I'm just getting a lot of scone and apple fritter. Mm-hmm. Someone else said it's a fritter with knees. It was awesome. That's the best explanation. But anytime, and many people are saying boiled chicken without the skin, glazed chicken with sweet and sour, or not sweet and sour, with cinnamon icing. If you have to range from boiled chicken to an apple fritter, those are so far on the spectrum of food choices. How do you serve it?
I just think it's amazing that, like, I'm sure the person who cooks on Air Force One is like, I am a chef. I went to culinary school. And they want something fun. And then they're like, someone had to sit there carving jack-o'-lanterns in like 100 little uncooked peppers. And then they were like, I'm sure if that exists next to like a normal breakfast, you're like, oh, over here is the Danish. This is the baked good thing. But next to that, it's actually terrifying. Speaking of terrifying, Tommy Lahren, do you know what she went as for Halloween?
Oh, did I did see a quick shot. And
you know. Here it is. She went as, I want to say Olivia Munn. It's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez she went as. A little cross-eyed. I don't know what the face is. Yeah. Like, she's never made that face.
The face and the black hair make me, it actually made me, before I read it, I was like, oh, she's going, who's the NRA spokeswoman or former? And
Dana Loesch.
She hit a Dana Loesch lash, as some people say.
Lash, you're right. That's better.
Is that right?
Lash is what they say. You're right.
She hit the Dana Lash thing more than anything else. And I was like, oh, man, she's making fun of, oh. And I read it. I didn't see it.
The one thing that if you were Tommy Lahren, you probably should dress, if you're doing AOC, you just do too much red lipstick. But she didn't, you would do, the Miranda Sings red lipstick. But she didn't do that. She didn't even get the costume right. And then she was carrying around the Communist Manifesto. She said, this Halloween, I decided to dress up as the thing that scares me most, the Democratic dimwit darling herself. I'm not afraid of ghouls, ghosts, zombies, or political incorrectness. I'm far more terrified AOC was actually elected to the United States Congress. Talk about a haunted house. Team Tommy, Halloween, AOC, socialism kills.
So, okay, we talked about whether or not I enjoy Halloween as an adult, the way we did as a kid. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it as an adult. Like, to dress up to make an angry, bitter statement about someone else. Some people dress up as Trump, but they do it for fun.
Yes.
They don't dress up as Trump to be like, I'm gonna walk around angry all day. Like, just enjoy the day. Enjoy one day. So if you dress up as AOC, maybe dress up her as her, I forget which little t-shirt she's wearing when they tried to say she danced, and that's the biggest scandal in college. She danced one time in college. Dress up as dancing AOC, so at least when you go to a party, you can start dancing.
Yeah.
Like she was doing in the video. At least you're still having fun,
and
you're still making fun of the person that you hate because they actually want to do something for America. But so when you just go bitter and angry to make a point online, your life isn't any better.
It's not any better. And it's not better that I know she lives close to me and it freaks me out. But I still want to see her because I hate to say this, I am attracted to Tommy Lahren. Like, she's a mess and that's my wheelhouse. Hi, honey. All right, we'll see you guys later. Thanks for watching the Happy Half Hour. Hey, it's Halloween season. Brett Ehrlich, J.R. Jackson here. Watch Happy Half Hour Fridays at 7. On TYT's over-the-top cable offerings. They were all the rage of board meetings among hedge funds in 2015. Anyways, here's something that's happening around Halloween. A lot of people get dressed up. A lot of people like us get really into the holidays. But in Japan, there's one party that happens every year that's amazing.
This already sounds good.
And it's people who, rather than going to the extent that we went, they dress up in exclusively mundane costumes. And here is one. It is guy who grabbed a basket but didn't buy much. Mm. Just to give you an idea of the kind of party that this is a group of people that comes up with very niche, very ridiculously mundane costumes, and it's fantastic.
We talked before, early in the same half hour, about an adult and Halloween parties. This is one of the things. You know what adults do when they're, now I've moved on past college, even though this did happen in college. Theme parties suddenly become a thing, but you need different theme parties, not just the normal theme parties of all 80s, all 90s, and all that nonsense. Something like this, you become a novel theme party, people will come and be very excited about it. It's you get to still dress up, you get to still do your thing, and you get to be creative, and it's still a conversation starter. This is a winner.
It's absolutely fantastic. There's another one. Here's one, a guy who saw a cockroach before bed and grabbed what he could find.
It's so good.
So he grabbed cleaner, and he is ready for it. Next up, guy who face swapped a Starbucks cup.
It totally works.
It's the best costume. It is so amazing.
Because you know what? I'm sorry. This guy, he wins also because there's some secrets to, or not secrets, but there's an approach you have to do to parties like this. You're going to get drunk. You're going to be messing around. You're going to be walking around the whole time. And you don't want to have something that's too cumbersome. Mm-hmm. Even with Halloween costumes, you don't have something where you're holding a big thing because you're going to get tired of carrying that all night. So this guy just has a cup.
Yep.
Maybe you can put his drink in it, and it works.
Right, and you can walk around and be a person at the party. Here's a guy who bought an umbrella, and then it stopped raining.
And his clothes are wet, right? Yeah. He got wet,
they're
bought the umbrella.
They're not even wet, they're just like a little damp. Yeah.
It started sprinkling, he bought the umbrella, it stopped.
And then finally, girl who tried too many makeup testers. And that's her whole costume. This is exactly where I am in life. Like me, I'm guy who grabbed something in his closet because it's costume day. It's a previous costume. And I've done the thing. You mentioned earlier, if you watched the whole show, like couples who dressed up as stuff. Mm-hmm. My wife and I have done two characters from Archer. And then we were Mike Wazowski and Sully from Monsters, Inc. And we did that. But like, there's something super freeing about just being able to do the bare minimum and just be like, yeah, maybe I can convince you that I didn't do that.
Mundane costume party. I love this idea. I'm gonna try to have one.
Have you ever, what's the laziest you've been for Halloween? Or are you always as dazzlingly involved
in it? This is over the top for me. Some years I dress up, some I don't. That's how bad it is. Really? I'll go full or I'll go nothing. It's all or nothing. But the most basic was probably bedbug.
Really?
You start throwing off puns. So I just wore PJs and then threw some bug ears on.
Brilliant.
Come on.
That's the kind of stuff that you
My cousin
do.
Was a black eyed pea one time when the black eyed peas were big. So he just blackened his eye and had a felt pea on his shirt. He's a black eyed pea.
That's amazing. All right, watch the full episode of Happy Half Hour Fridays at 7 p.m. on TYT Network, on Zumo, Pluto, Hulu, Blaflar, and Quambi. So we'll see you next time.